You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
We've got a very special guest who's joining us, and that's Mike Puma. You can see his work on the New York Post, talking all things Mets as they won last night. Woo! Lindor, four RBIs, Walker, six innings, three hits, five strikeouts, and they're back in action about 3 hours with Bassett on the bump. Which they're hoping, of course, to extend their lead in the National League East. Five games up on Atlanta, who, by the way, very interesting, of course, they're going up against Freeman, so he's going up against his old team. Of course, now we know he's with the Dodgers, and a nine-game lead over, of course, the Phillies. So, Mike, welcome in. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon. You know, first and foremost, like, I just feel like the Yankees, both teams are playing exceptionally well, right? But still, it's just like, this is a Yankees town. And I know Mets fans don't want to hear that, but it doesn't matter how great the Mets do, as long as the Yankees are kicking butt and taking names, you know, predominantly the conversation is going to be about the Yankees. And probably the biggest storyline right now is Aaron Judge and of course him and coming to an agreement in regard to what this year's salary is going to be. But nonetheless, you know, it's still the Mets are like that, you know, redheaded stepchild in essence. Don't you feel that way covering that team and the team is even though they're doing so well?
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong there. I mean, it's kind of like, just like the Mets, luck that they, you know, they finally get good here and have the best record in the National League, and they're getting overshadowed by the
Yankees.
But the players certainly can't worry about that, and I don't think they get caught up in it at all. But from a fan's perspective, I think it stings Mets fans a little bit, at least some of the Mets fans, that here they are having this fantastic year, and it's still, the Yankees with the great record and the Aaron Judge saga and everything that's going on in the Bronx.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking at the dates that are coming up, and they're still a ways away, right? Like at Citi Field, July 26th and 27th, and then back in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, August 22nd and 23rd. I feel like those four games are going to feel like it is going to be a playoff atmosphere, especially if these two teams continue to have the success that we're seeing. Like, I can't wait. Like, I don't think In the 10 plus years I've been here, I don't think I've been more excited about a quote unquote Subway Series than this season, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last one that maybe had this kind of significance. You go back to 2006 when the Mets had that terrific year and won the division, and the Yankees were the Yankees then, and I think those were some compelling Subway Series games. And there's probably been some others sprinkled in between, but not too many. I think this year's edition has the potential to be really fun.
All right, so let's bring us up to speed on this rotation. What's going on, right? Because Max Scherzer, there was some talk and speculation that he would start on Sunday, but we heard from Buck. He said no, it's not going to be Sunday. Can we anticipate him maybe to rejoin this rotation against possibly Houston on Tuesday? What's your expectation for Max Scherzer? When are we going to see him back in action?
Yeah, that's a good question here. Buck Showalter has ruled out tomorrow. Now, we're waiting to meet with Showalter here in about a half hour in Miami. He had mentioned yesterday maybe the possibility of him getting another minor league rehab start or maybe just doing a throw day with the team. It was clear they, for whatever reason, they weren't comfortable with him coming back on Sunday. And maybe it would have been a little bit of a rush. You're talking about, 4 days rest coming off the minor league rehab start in Binghamton. Usually they like to give guys another day. So, you know, I don't think we can rule out him pitching against Houston on Tuesday at this point. But right now, they just wanted to back off a little bit with Scherzer.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What's going on with DeGrom? Give us the latest.
He's scheduled to throw a live batting practice pretty soon here in Miami. Now, this will be his second one. Now, after this, it'll be interesting to see. Does he get sent into a minor league rehab assignment after this? The Mets have been very close to the vest on DeGrom's rehab here, so we don't get too much information ahead of time. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth just to find out is he going to be, you know, facing hitters, or is he just throwing a side session. But right now, today he's scheduled to throw a second live batting practice. So, you know, I think a best case scenario, if you're the Mets right now, you're looking July 15th, probably best case scenario right now. But, you know, we'll see what happens here. They could stretch it out more.
Mike, why do you think it's they've been so secretive in regard to DeGrom's development and his rehab? What's the benefit there?
Well, I just think they don't want things perceived. If something doesn't happen on schedule, they don't want it perceived as a setback and becoming a big story that, oh, you know, DeGrom's not on schedule all of a sudden. So I think they just want to have a certain amount of fluidity in the schedule, whereas if you need extra days for whatever reason to recover between, you know, between throwing days or batting practice days, that it isn't perceived that he's had some kind of setback. But, I mean, we already know that it's, you know, here we are June 25th or whatever, and, you know, the initial idea was they were going to have him back early June. So he's already kind of behind the schedule. We thought he'd be on, you know, once he had this thing in spring training. So, but now the Mets, I think, just don't want to sound alarm bells by putting out there what his schedule is.
We got, again, Mike Puma, who's joining us from the New York Post, talking all things Mets. Bring us up to speed on what's going on with Carrasco. I know he's dealing with a back issue. How big of a concern is that?
Yeah, the back tightened up Wednesday when he was pitching in Houston, had to leave the game early, but it doesn't sound like it's a significant concern right now. Now, he's got to have a throw day, I believe, tomorrow, but right now they're pretty optimistic that he's going to take his next turn in the rotation as scheduled. The MRI didn't show anything of significance there. You know, as of right now, it looks like he's a go for his next turn.
And McNeil's dealing with a hamstring issue?
Correct. He's had a tight right hamstring. Now, Showalter had initially said yesterday or today he'd be back in the lineup. He wasn't in the lineup yesterday, may have been available to pinch hit. That's another thing. They don't want to push too hard here. They don't want to lose him for a couple of weeks. You know, I think McNeil was a little disappointed that he wasn't back in the lineup yesterday. He said it's feeling a lot better. So we'll see when the lineup comes out here, if he's in it today or if they extend it a little bit more.
Again, 4 o'clock, a little 4:10 actually, will be first pitch. Bassett on the bump for the Mets, 5-5 with a 4.03 ERA, going up against Rogers, who's got a 5.83 ERA. I've put money down that Pete Alonso is going to have more than one RBI today at plus 350. So you can root for that, Mike, for me. Bigger picture here, let's look forward to, of course, the trade deadline, which is August 2nd. And there's some talk and reports out there that they're looking at Luis Castillo from the Reds, potentially adding him to this rotation, going after him before the trade deadline. What do you know about that?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's certainly one name that makes sense, given kind of where the Reds are. And now, you know, it'll be a cat and mouse game here, because the Mets are determined to hold on to their top prospects here. But, you know, I think they certainly have to look toward another arm for the rotation. I mean, you look where they are right now with DeGrom, Scherzer, McGill sideline. You're really one injury away from really digging deeper into that rotation depth that, you know, already looks a little flimsy on the back end now. You know, Trevor Williams has stepped in and given them some decent outings, but you don't want to extend that much further. So I think they're going to be looking at starting rotation and bullpen as we move closer to August 2nd.
Before I let you go, again, I just want to look bigger picture here, besides, like, even beyond the trade deadline in this season. You know, again, Aaron Judge and the agreement that he came to with the Yankees in regard to this year's salary was a success. But there's talk and speculation that a few teams are going to come after him this offseason, because obviously the Yankees and Cashman couldn't come to an agreement prior to the season. And possibly Cohen in the Mets could be one of those teams. Your thoughts is, are you anticipating the Mets to make a play for Aaron Judge this offseason, Mike?
Steve Cohen has got more money than anybody in baseball, so I would not rule out anything. You know, I think part of it maybe plays into kind of what happens here, what they decide to do with Brandon Nimmo. He's a free agent at the end of the season. Now, you know, they move on from him and go big with Judge. Do they bring back Nimmo? You got Starling Marte under contract. You got Mark Canna under contract. But listen, Aaron Judge is a superstar. Steve Cohen's got a lot of money. Don't rule it out.
Great stuff, Mike. Really do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.